Country Club FM. Pub Almanac time. Have you ever experienced the magic of the slide whistle, Pastor Joe?
Well, you know, you kind of just startled me right now.
Of course. So. The big question is, why are you not using one of these during your services?
Oh, well, you got to borrow it.
You incorporate it, and, you know, this would be a good... Do you have an organ? Do you have music?
Yeah.
I mean, this would be just a great accompaniment to anything at any church service.
I'll be borrowing that today.
Funeral, that will be played at my funeral.
Oh, really?
This slide whistle. That's already in my will, in fact. My last will and testament.
Does that go in your casket then,
too? Yes, it will. It will be buried with me. Nobody will be taking that. All right, Tuesday, January 29th, 29th day of the year. 336 days left to go. 1802, John Beckley became the first librarian of Congress. His salary was $2 a day. He would watch and make sure that you don't check out books without signing them out and that you don't talk. There's no talking in the Library of Congress. It's like any other library. Now, when I was in school, librarians then, at that time, you kind of looked upon them as almost like dictators. They were like Hitler, you know, yelling at you, telling you to stop fooling around. Library is not a place. This isn't gym class, she would always say. Joe, your thoughts? Are you speechless?
Any
thoughts
speechless.
On librarians? Okay.
No. Here's what we used for the librarians. So when we went to the libraries when we were in high school.
Right.
We would maybe meet one of our girlfriends and give her a little kiss.
At the library?
At the library.
So it's not love at the five and dime, it's love at the library.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I suppose all that intellectual property and all those books and everything could be a turn on.
Absolutely.
All the great literature.
You're
1886. Being so smart. 1886, the first successful petrol-driven motor car was patented. It was a guy by the name of Carl Benz. You've heard of Benz? Mercedes-Benz, Benz Daimler, Daimler-Benz, that whole thing, 1936. Yep. Baseball Hall of Fame established. First five players inducted, Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, Walter Johnson. The big train was the first class this day, 1936. They didn't build the actual Hall of Fame as it stands now until 1939. So they used a tent or an old shanty up until that point. 1964, the most lopsided high school basketball game ever. Took place in the state of Louisiana. The final score was 211-29.
Ooh, ouch.
Let's just say that game got a little out of hand.
Ouch.
1964. I mean, how do you do that?
And well, you know, would you team? Really, the coach that was had the 200 points, I mean, he was really driving.
I know.
I mean.
Lay off the pedal, you know. Take the dogs
off. He should have put
off.
In all of his guys on the bench.
Probably
the game.
Did. Maybe they were just that good.
Yeah.
1969.
From Television City in Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Campbell.
Do you remember the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour?
I sure do. It was quite the hit.
Once in my life, I have someone.
That's how the first ever Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour started. Now, he had hosted a show the year before as a fill-in for the Smothers Brothers, but then he got his own show. This date, 1969, the great Glenn Campbell. We're remembering a couple of folks here today.
Looking good.
From Chico and the Man, that's Freddie Prinze, and he had some demons, had depression, and he ended his life. On this date, he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the age of 29, Freddie Prinze.
Yeah, I remember him.
His son is Freddie Prinze Jr., 1977. 1978, Sweden outlawed aerosol spray cans due to their harmful effect on the ozone layer.
Wow.
They were giving off those CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs.
I remember that. Yep.
So we have cans now. It's all about the propellant.
Yep.
Joe was the propellant.
The carbons out of it.
Exactly. And then they found other ways to do it. It was a good thing. That was in 78. In 79, the NFL Pro Bowl, when they used to care about the Pro Bowl, players actually played to win and didn't look like a walk-through when they practiced. Looks like a practice now. But the NFC beat the AFC 13-7. What's significant about that? Vikings wide receiver Ahmad Rashad was the MVP of that.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you.
This is not Ahmad Rashad.
If you're young and hot.
I kind of took that. It was not Ahmad.
Although Jimmy Durante was known for his hands. Jimmy Durante died at the age of 86 here this date. Actor, comedian. People of my age and my era remember him as being the singer and the narrator of the Frosty the Snowman cartoon.
Jimmy Durante says that. It was a really good show.
He had a... Pastor Joe does impressions, too.
Yeah, I do.
Excellent. He had a rather large nose.
Yeah, rather large.
But it was
large.
Part of his character.
Yeah.
It was part of his character. If Jimmy Durante would have gotten a nose job early in his life, he never would have had the success that he ended up having. He died 86 in 1980. 1987, Physicians Weekly announced that the smile on the face of Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, they said that the smile on the face was caused, because it's a little lopsided, right? By facial paralysis resulting from a swollen nerve behind her ear.
Ugh.
They also said she probably had hemorrhoids, gout, and maybe a slipped disc. And then later on, they came back out in 1992, Physicians Weekly, and said, oh, I guess that funny smile now is just because she had gas. That was... and in 1996...
So, without any disrespect to the American Music Awards, and without any disrespect to any fans who voted, for all the people who should be honored with this award, I'm going to leave it right here. Thank you very much.
How popular was Garth Brooks? Well, he was so popular that he just got sick and tired of winning awards. So on this date, 1996, he won the American Music Award for Favorite Overall Artist, and he just left it on the podium. He says, I got enough of these. You know, come on, guys. Let's move on. Turn the page. Let's give it to Hootie.
Give it to Hootie
and the Blowfish. Yeah, come on. Anyway, that was 1996. Now we have birthdays.
And anything you ask of me, I'll do. Except one thing. I won't watch you die.
There is a Catherine Ross as she plays, is it Stella from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
I think it is Stella.
Oh, no, Etta. Etta Place. The companion of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Catherine Ross, also on the TV show The Colbys, 79 today. Tom Selleck is celebrating today.
I'm going to look into your eyes now.
Really?
Yeah, that's my job.
Of course, he was on Magnum PI, and there he is on Friends, where he had a little courtship there with Courtney Cox, with Monica. That was odd, because there was quite an age difference there.
He was the optometrist
or ophthalmologist, one of those two. Tom Selleck is 74 today. Rugged, handsome man.
He's still a handsome guy.
Well, thank you for telling me that, Pastor Joe. I would not have known it. I'm glad you're looking for those things.
And he's still, but he's, when he's 85, he's still going to be
handsome. One of those guys. Yeah, he's got the genes.
Yeah.
He's got the genes, and he's on Blue Bloods now. He's still on TV.
Oh,
and he's 74 today. Believe it or not, 74 for Tom Selleck. I was a big Ann Jillian fan when she was on this television show. She might have had the best bangs on television. It's a living. Ann Jillian is 69. She had a much publicized battle with breast cancer earlier in her life. Ann Jillian is 69. You ever had the drop bomb, the bomb dropped on you? Or the drop bomb? It's the Gap Band and the lead singer of the Gap Band. Funk on Bob FM. If you ever change formats, it's going to be to a funk format. Plenty of funk. So Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band is 66 today. Oprah is 65. I think we've heard the whole you get a car, you get a car, you get a car enough. No audio from Oprah today. She's doing just fine. 65 for Oprah today. These are the Mandrell sisters. Which one do you think is celebrating today? Earlene, Louise, or Barbara? Joe.
Barbara.
Eh. It's Earlene Mandrell, the one playing the xylophone. She's playing the xylophone. What great skill. So Earlene Mandrell today, she's 62. Good night, Mary Ellen.
Well, if it isn't Dr. Willard, nice of you to return. Would have been even nicer if you'd let us know you were leaving. Mary Ellen.
Dear, sweet, gentle Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, don't get on her bad side. That's Judy Norton Taylor, who played Mary Ellen on The Waltons. She is 61 today. Heather Graham's on the list.
You remember our friend Doug?
Are you kidding? He was the best man at our wedding.
Exactly. Well, we can't find him and we're getting a little worried.
Oh my God. That is so Doug.
Yes, it is. And that's her from The Hangover. She was also in one of the Austin Powers movies. I think it was The Spy Who Shagged Me, if I'm not mistaken. 49 today. Sarah Gilbert.
You're dead, DJ.
Ah!
Now Mom's going to come up here. No kidding, Zip Brain.
She was the smart aleck, the sharp-tongued daughter on Roseanne. She was Darlene. Sarah Gilbert is 44 today. She's on the new one, too, The Conners.
Yep.
So she came back and reprised her role. And she's been on, what's that talk show? It's called The Talk. She's on that, too. 44 today for her, 38 for kid Johnny Lang. Minneapolis native, very bluesy. He was 15 when he recorded this.
Wow.
15 with that voice and that ability to play guitar. Johnny Lang, he's no longer kid Johnny Lang because he's probably got a mortgage and he's 38. And our rapper of the day today is Riff Raff. Riff Raff.
Riff Raff, I remember Riff Raff.
No, you're thinking of the underdog. The bad guy, one of the enemies in Underdog was Riff Raff. Now, I know that the Open Range Cowboy Church accepts people of all creeds, all people. Doesn't matter, all colors.
Riff Raff.
You accept somebody named Riff Raff?
Sure.
In fact, you might be more likely to bring in Riff Raff to help them.
We'll bring in anybody that walks through the door.
That's also what we call my wife's side of the family. 37 for Riff Raff today. Oh, remember, we are playing quiz. We do have those tickets to U.S. Bank Stadium for the motocross. Actually, supercross, the technical term for that. So keep it right here as we hand it over to Pastor Joe for the Gons But Not Forgottens.
Oh, these famous people celebrated the birthdays on this day. The first one, American Revolutionary leader Thomas Paine. Born 1737. Remember the old term, without pain, there is no gain. I wonder if that's where that came from.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
But I know that he wrote Common Sense.
I thought I'd try.
Maybe one of our first ever pamphlets ever made.
Oh, okay.
Helping to spur the colonies into revolution.
Absolutely. Former President William McKinley, born 1843.
Used to have a mountain named after him. They don't name it. It's not Mount McKinley anymore. It'll always be McKinley to me, though, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I'll never change it either. Then industrialist John D. Rockefeller Jr., born 1874. Now, you have to understand, he was the son of the Standard Oil Company founder, John D. Rockefeller Sr.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And everybody loves comedian W.C. Fields, born 1880.
Child out of dunce. Dunce, sir. D-U-N-C. How do you spell it? Come.
Oh, yeah. He had that delivery.
W.C. Fields here.
Get away from me, kid. You bother me.
Don't
bother. He also said little chickadee, too. That was his little...
And then actor John Forsythe. He was born, and this one really hit me. I didn't, because he held it so well. 1918.
Is Charlie. Away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
Yeah, he was Charlie, Charlie's Angels. He was, Carrington on Dynasty Blake.
Yep. Well, he was good on, you know, any show that he was ever on, I thought he always played a great character. He was a very great actor. And then this one really got me when I saw this one this morning. Tonight Show drummer Ed Shaughnessy, born 1929.
He had the big mutton chops. Impressive sideburns, as every drummer should have. He was buddies with Tommy Newsom and Doc Severinsen. Neil and I were just trying to think of his name maybe just a few weeks ago, and there he is on our Gone But Not Forgotten. See, Almanac always comes through to help when it comes to trying to think of names and tidbits in history. So Ed Shaughnessy, born one, what year?
1929.
All right. So do it with me now. Pastor Joe and Neil is here as well.
They're all gone. But not forgotten.
Okay. Going to do the quiz now. Quiz, Almanac quiz for a four-pack of tickets to the Supercross, Monster Energy Supercross, Saturday, February 9th. Don't miss your chance to experience what is billed as the most competitive off-road motorcycle racing championship. Not in Minnesota, not in the five-state area, not in the seven-county metro region, not in America, not in North America, not even in the hemisphere, in the entire world. You're going to want to go to this four-pack. And the question is, I haven't even thought of the question yet, Joe, so talk amongst yourselves while I come up with the question. Okay, 1964, the most lopsided high school basketball score. What was the score, the winning team? You don't have to give me how little the other team did, but if you do, maybe we'll consider it. But how many points did the winning team score this state 1964 in Louisiana, the most lopsided basketball game in high school basketball history? 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Again, don't call if you can't go, and only call if you can come and pick them up. Regular business hours here at the Bob FM studios. And again, this Supercross is U.S. Bank Stadium. It is February 9th. That is a Saturday. All right, Joe, one more duty for you here. I know we've really put a lot of work on your shoulders here, a lot of stuff on your plate. Would you like to start a Bobathon with George Strait, Roundabout Way? You can go with the fabulous Forrester Sisters, Just in Case. Or you could choose Eddie Rabbit and his 1990 hit, American Boy.
I'm going to have to go with George Strait.
George Strait, it's a Bobathon.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.